Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is another episode of Dictations. In this conversation, Dr. Rogers and I talk about how to be a patient at an integrative medical practice in 2019. And to do that, we talk all the things that we do. It's really the first conversation we've had where we go over everything that we do at Performance Medicine, and the reason we haven't done that is because it's a lot. But we felt like it was important for people to know because we think that integrative primary care, integrative medicine is the future, and we both think that it's important that you guys understand how to best use a practice like ours. So anyways, it's a really cool conversation. I hope you guys get a ton out of it. So without further ado, I'm going to let you get to it because it's about 20 minutes, but stay in it till the end because the end is really neat as far as, you know, why we're doing this whole thing. So stick around for it. We appreciate you guys being here. If you haven't given us a review, we would love one. We're trying really hard to make this something that's of a lot of value to the people listening. So let us know what we can do better. And if you can, give us a rating, good or bad. We appreciate it. So here's the conversation. Enjoy. Dr. Rogers, you and I have been prepping for this conversation for a couple days now, and what we decided we wanted to talk about today is the not only the things that we do at Performance Medicine, but the things that an integrative medical office does in general, because I think one of the biggest problems with integrative medicine or integrative primary care, as we often call it, is that people don't know what it all entails. You know, it's so new. It encompasses so many different things. So, you know, I thought what we do today is just both of us just talk about the things that we do at Performance Medicine in an effort to help people understand what's at their fingertips, what's available to them, especially as we start 2019, and they're thinking about how they want to go about staying healthy. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, I think it's a good time to start the new year and kind of let people know all the services that we do provide. You know, people see the word performance medicine, and sometimes they don't know exactly what that is or what we do. So it's just a good time to explain what all we do, because we do a whole lot of different things. You know, I've been a family doc for 33 years, and so I do primary care. You know, I may do it in a little different manner, being more integrated, meaning being less quick to throw out all the medicines in the world, more quick to find out what the problem is in the first place, and actually spend some time evaluating you instead of getting you in and out of the room with another drug. So, but I have a list here that I've written down that I think that pretty much describes what I do. And it's a pretty long list, but probably the main thing I do and the most enjoyable thing and where my real expertise is in hormone evaluation and treatment, you know, for men and women. And, you know, I see all age groups, but probably people from 40 to 70 that are my main people that come in for this. People that are going through premenopause, menopause, or for men, andropause, or, you know, having difficulties with, you know, low testosterone, prostate problems. I do a thorough evaluation and make decisions on what you should do with your prostate and should you be worried, etc., because there's a lot of misinformation about that. So I do a lot of hormone stuff.
Now when you say hormone stuff, I'm thinking you're talking about hormone evaluation and the therapy involved. Is that right?
Right. Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, unless you can treat it, why would you evaluate it? So yeah, evaluation and treatment. And again, I use bioidentical hormones, which are much safer. Not a lot of docs even know what those are, but basically they're the same thing your body makes instead of a synthetic chemical. Their prescription, of course, they have to be made by a compounding pharmacy, but they're a lot safer and work a lot better than some of the old-fashioned synthetic stuff. We do a lot of weight loss and nutritional counseling. Actually, that's one reason I got out of my regular family practice job is because I was treating all these obese people and just throwing one medicine after another at them for everything from their blood pressure to their diabetes to their cholesterol to their triglycerides. And I really didn't know much about nutrition at the time and really wasn't getting at the root cause of the problem, which was a subject for another matter. But I've been preaching for years that people need to go on low carbohydrates. There's a huge article in the paper today on the headlines. Low carbohydrate diets work. I mean, we've been touting this for many, many years. And it's a way to go. It's not low fat. You need to go low carb. But so a lot of things with weight loss and maintaining that weight loss and nutritional evaluations. I still do quick care. Somebody gets sick, has a cold, sore throat, urinary tract infection, rash, whatever. I've been doing family practice for 33 years, so I pretty much know what to do. And so I do a lot of, that day you're sick, come in, evaluate you. I do a lot of laboratory evaluations. We always talk about our Boston Heart Panel, but I do all kinds of any lab out there I can do it. Plus a lot of other esoteric labs, like how you're like my Dutch test, how you're hormones are being metabolized, which is very important. I check a lot of adrenal profiles out. I
Well,
do a lot of.
let's stay right there. You mentioned the Dutch test, which we don't talk about much at all. Can you kind of, for the listeners here, talk a little bit about those other labs that you do that the person who comes in for hormones or some other thing might not know about, like the Dutch test?
Well, when of course, we check all the estrogens, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, insulin, thyroid, cortisol, all those. But the Dutch test is really a lot more complex test that lets me know kind of what pathways that your hormones are being metabolized through, especially the estrogen metabolites, and that's important in determining the safety of how to use these hormones. It also gives a lot of other stuff like neurotransmitter balances, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, melatonin levels, and cortisol excretion patterns. It's a complex test, but it really gives me a lot of information on people that are worried about taking hormones, or I'm worried about them taking hormones, or and it's really thorough. So that's something that people might want to consider doing. It's not all that expensive, really. So we do a lot of different laboratory that most practitioners probably don't know. We do a lot of food allergy testing, for instance. I work with a lot of management of diabetics. I love working with diabetics. I have two diabetic kids myself, of course, and I'm used to managing diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, triglycerides, thyroid disorders. I treat a lot of Hashimoto's. I probably go into a little more depth than most doctors do with this. I look at people's supplements and tell them what's worth taking and what isn't worth taking. We do, of course, do an anti-aging medicine. I do a lot of metastatics. I've been doing, Botox, fillers, vein work for over 20 years. We have a full-time esthetician in our office. We have a full-time physical therapist, Ernie Dixon, who I always call, the not only the nicest person I've met, but also the great secret of performance medicine. He's an unbelievable physical therapist. He just takes it to another level and spends time with you one-on-one. I do a lot of sports medicine. I'm board certified in sports medicine as well as integrative medicine. We have a psychologist on our team now. There's a lot of psychology to eating. And of course, I send a lot of other people for anxiety and other problems to Dr. Branca. We now have hooked up as an ancillary personnel, the best nutritionist that I've come across, and Amber Gourley. She's amazingly on top of, what really works for nutrition, and works a lot with nutrition and pain. How to have less pain through nutrition, what you eat. I'm a huge believer in that. She's the only nutritionist I've ever heard of that actually knows what a Dutch test is. So she's on top of it. We do IV nutrition in our office. We do a lot of vitamin cocktails that help people, and hydration right in the office. You can get an IV, and you've had several yourself. If you get dehydrated, or you're chronically ill, or you're trying to avoid too much chemotherapy for cancer, IV vitamin C is a great option for a lot of people. I've already mentioned I do a lot of things with skin, spider veins, warts, lesions that need to be evaluated, that we can I freeze a lot of stuff off people. We do PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, where we draw your blood, spin it down, get the platelet-rich plasma off of it, and inject it into joints, and it kind of rehabilitates joints when you're not quite ready for a knee replacement, or your shoulder's been bothering you, tendonitis. We do it for it actually grows hair on top of your head, so we inject it into areas that are getting thin in your head. It really works. It's amazing. I work a lot with erectile dysfunction in men, not only from the low testosterone, but also from medications that can help this. We have sound wave treatment called the His Wave that is amazingly great non-invasive treatment for erectile dysfunction when some of the other medications don't work. I even do what's called a P shot, which is a PRP shot that helps erectile dysfunction. So, a lot of things. That's a long list. We've got a great staff that works with us. We've got a pretty big staff,
Yeah,
as you know.
let's talk a little bit about that, the team that you've surrounded yourself with. You mentioned Dr. Robin Branca, who's our psychologist. She deals with like you said, a lot of weight loss, pretty much anything that a typical psychologist would talk to a patient about. You mentioned Ernie Dixon, the physical therapist that we love. Who's in the Kingsport office? Amber Gourley, of course, who's a nutritionist that is right in line with the things that we believe in. We've got Kelly Trent, who is our esthetician in all the offices. And two things that I think we need to mention about what Kelly does is the microblading and the skin pin. The skin pin in particular has been something that a lot of patients have taken advantage of to avoid having to have like a procedure that's more invasive. Do you want to talk any about that? I know you send patients up to her all the time for those two procedures in particular.
Well, I mean, Kelly does amazing things with the face, and she does, she can do microblading that for people that have real thin eyebrows can make them look normal again. She can, get rid of acne scars with her skin pin microblading and micro pins, and she knows all the products that really work. She does peels and facials and just a lot of cool stuff. We have Lori Sanders that does a lot of, as well as myself, does a lot of Botox and fillers, very experienced, does a great job.
And has built up quite a patient following, by the way. She has people coming from all over, and she travels down to Knoxville for, gosh, for a building list of patients. So she's incredible. And another thing that I'd love for you to talk more about, especially, for the listeners here, is we have, providers in all of our offices that are mid-levels that can do everything that you do and are in fact trained by you. Talk a little bit about that model, because I know that's a big part of what performance medicine is, because a lot of people that want this type of medicine, don't see you. They see Kara in Knoxville, or they see Amber up in Kingsport, or and we're gonna, start talking about, new provider up in Johnson City that we're really pumped about. Can you talk a little bit about that, just so people understand?
In order to provide the level of services and the expertise that we have, I have to have nurse practitioners and PAs work with me. There's just no way I can do it all by myself. I'm a teacher. I love to practice. I'll never quit practicing. I'll be 64 in a couple of weeks, but I do not want to retire. I'll be practicing till hopefully I'm in my 90s, but maybe longer. But I have to teach this kind of medicine. Fortunately, I've got some great people that I work with that are very interested in integrated medicine, and that way we can, provide services 6 days a week, and we won't miss a beat with it. I'm really proud of our nurse practitioners and PAs, and most patients are usually going to see me the first time at least, and whenever they want to see me, they can. But it's certainly been a great help to have unbelievably sharp and dedicated mid-levels.
And from a scope of practice too, I think it's important for patients to understand that, at least within performance medicine's ecosystem, our mid-levels can do and execute everything that you do. And a lot of people don't understand that. Everything's underneath your direction, and you actually, another thing that is really cool for people to hear is that you're looking at almost every chart that goes through an office every day in three different locations.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Chart. Well, I just review every chart that I do, or my nurse practitioners or PAs do, and just to make sure. And I've never been disappointed. The only difference is their handwriting's a lot better than mine. But
Right. That is just way easier on the support staff.
we're excited about expanding our Johnson City clinic. I just purchased a large house similar to the one I have in Kingsport and turning it into my practice there in Johnson City. I like the idea of integrated medical house that's not doesn't look so medical, but and I'm really proud and excited to announce that Andy Rogers is going to be he's finishing up PA school and he'll be joining me so in my Johnson City practice. So that's going to be a great thing for me. Andy, has grown up being a type 1 diabetic. He's worked all over the world really, and he's trained with some of the best people, and he's just amazingly smart and personable, and he's going to bring us to a new level in Johnson City for sure, especially with diabetics and metabolic syndrome and just everything we do.
And that, I mean, for the people who have not put two and two together, Andy Rogers is your son, and he's also my brother. And Kelly Trent, of course, is my sister and your daughter. So we're kind of, bringing in the entire family over the course of these last, 11, 12 years, which I know you're proud of, and it is something that I'm super happy with, and take a lot of pride in as well. One thing, you mentioned metabolic syndrome, but you just now, but you didn't mention that in like the list of services a few minutes back. Where does treating metabolic syndrome fit among that list of services? Just so we're clear about what that is.
Well, metabolic syndrome is a combination of high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol and obesity. And so, of course, I treat it because I treat a lot of obese patients and patients that eat terrible and feel tired all the time. And that's what I mean by metabolic syndrome, which
Okay.
is the mainstay of most family doctors are treating that all day long. The difference is I'm trying to find out why they have that, not just not throw another medication on them. Of course, I use medications, but the main thing is what they're eating. And I take a kind of a holistic, big approach to that, and I think it works out great.
Is that, and that's another thing that I'd like for you to break down for our listeners is, weight loss being, a big part of what we're doing. We've written a few doctor's notes and had a few podcasts on all that entails. Can you kind of list out some of the weight loss options that we offer in 2019?
Sure. Well, if there's any tool for weight loss, I use it. The first thing I do is evaluate their metabolism and their hormones and make sure that they're on an even playing field. Then I evaluate, what they're eating, and I talk to them about, getting on, for the most part, a low carb, high fat, moderate protein diet. Now, a lot of people that are obese really need help with this thing. I mean, they not only need an evaluation and treatment because this is a chronic disease, but they also need follow-up. And that's something we provide. That's why I have a psychologist and a nutritionist that work on the team. But of course, I use the infamous HCG diet. I've done about 19,000 people on it. And that's a great way to, kind of get weight off quick and abnormal fat. But, there's, it's just a way to get there. Unless you do an evaluation and follow up, they're going to gain the weight back. So it's just a great way to give them hope and get off some of the medications that they probably didn't need in the first place. And so that's one of my favorite. I use all the appetite suppressants. I do a lot of ketogenic diets. I use, of course, there's all kinds of medicines out there that we use to suppress appetite. A lot of times they're diabetic medications because they're insulin resistant. Insulin plays such a huge role in obesity that that's why the low carb diet works, is because those people have high insulin levels, which makes their fat cells store fat by the action of too much insulin. It turns the sugar into fat. That's why a lot of people just don't understand the metabolism of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. And so it's a really complex, interesting thing to treat. We love treating people with weight problems. But that's what I
Well,
mean by metabolic syndrome.
I totally got you there. That makes a ton of sense. Well, man, I feel like we're at 21 minutes now, and I want to, not take advantage of your time and also our listeners' time as well. Is there anything you want to add as far as, the ways that we can help patients this year in an integrative, medical environment? I feel like it's been pretty well rounded, this conversation.
Well, no, just that we're, I started this business out, I think 13, 14 years ago, just got kind of fed up with the way medicine was practiced and hung out my own shingle and do my own thing. And meantime, went back and did a fellowship in integrative medicine and learned the right way to help people. And it's been, I had no idea 14 years later, it would turn into something as big as it has. So I'm just real fortunate that I've got, a lot of my family like you and Andy and Kelly working with me and that have the same mission that I do, and that's to help people feel better. I come from a long list of doctors in the family, and I'm just proud to be able to help people and practice medicine.
I got one more question because you mentioned something pretty important there. Why is it important for patients today, specifically that 40 to 70-year-old, the people who tend to come to places like us, why is it important that they look into going to an integrative medical practice? Because it's a new way of doing things that, not only for the doctor's side of it, but also for the patients. Do you got any advice or reasons why you think it's important to for a patient to consider getting their treatment or going to a practice like this?
Well, yeah, but because a lot of people come to me because they're not getting satisfaction with their doctor. And it's really not the doctor's fault. It's just the way medicine is turned into. It's turned into a big corporation, and they're trying to get you in and out as quick as you can, trying to find a code to put in the EMR for your diagnosis to try to bargain with an insurance company on how much you're going to get paid. So they have to see so many patients, don't have enough time or knowledge on nutrition and some of the foundations that it's just turned into a big fiasco. I mean, almost anybody listening will identify with that. So, I mean, example, I have patients come in every day that their doctor won't treat their thyroid because they're normal. There's such a huge range of normal. These doctors aren't listening to their symptoms. And as you get older in that, premenopausal or andropausal age, and your hormones start declining, meanwhile, you start declining. And the doctor may say, well, that's just normal aging. That's just the way you're going to feel. Well, I don't accept that. I don't think you have to feel that bad. And one reason you're feeling bad is because you have no hormones to help you grow muscle, help you support your neurons in your brain. I mean, and make your skin better, help you get leaner, give you energy. So I don't accept the fact that you're just getting older. I want you to feel better than you've ever felt before, and it's possible, but you have to know what to eat. You have to have a hormonal evaluation, and then you have to have treatment. I mean, it is normal for your hormones to go down as you age, but it's also normal for your vision to get bad and for your hearing to get bad. So, would you not put glasses on to see better as you age? That's not natural. Or wear hearing aids? That's not natural either, but you're going to do it. Same thing with hormones. You should take bioidentical hormones. They're safer than not taking anything. I mean, and certainly a lot safer than the synthetic hormones. So that's what a lot of people and just don't realize. And that's kind of been the passion that I have for it. And people come from a long way to see us at Performance Medicine.
Well, that what you just said sounds a whole lot like, what integrative medicine or integrative primary care is like in 2019, and I can tell just by your voice we're super excited about this year. I think it's going to be such a fun year. We're going to help out a ton of people, and a lot of that's just because of your passion and the passion of all of our providers and everyone on our team. Because every what you just said, I know that everyone that goes into a performance medicine and works with us, they're on the same page. They feel the same way. So, Dr. Rogers, thank you for your time today. I know it's another Sunday conversation for us. And we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Bye-bye.